Thank you, Chair. Many thanks for this opportunity, as usual, to brief you on the recent developments that we are having in OHCHR, and Happy New Year to all. I know that it's still too early, but I wanted to echo the words of the Special Representative of the Secretary General, and I take an opportunity to thank those members that will be finalizing their term, and just to reiterate that it has been an absolute pleasure to work with you, and I wish you a good continuation. As indicated in the opening statement, the next Human Rights Council Annual Day discussion on child rights on early childhood development will be held in March, and the first session of the open-ended intergovernmental working group on an optional protocol on the CRC on education will be held in September. Pursuant to Resolution 56.5, the open-ended intergovernmental working group has decided to invite representatives of the Committee on the Rights of the Child to attend the sessions of the working group as resource persons. We are working closely with the sponsors of the resolution, Dominican Republic, Luxembourg, and Sierra Leone, to establish the modalities for the process leading up to the first session and its program of work. As you are also aware, we're currently preparing a report of the High Commissioner on violations of human rights of children in armed conflict. The report will be presented in September 2025 at the Human Rights Council. Following a public call for input, which closed last week, we will be organizing an expert meeting in April 2025 to elaborate recommendations for the report. We look forward to working with you, and we are in continuous collaboration with the Office of the SRSG on Children and Armed Conflict. Equally, the report on ensuring quality education for peace and tolerance for every child will be presented in June this year, and it will pay particular attention to the situation of children affected by armed conflict and children associated or allegedly associated with armed groups and terrorist groups. I wanted to thank Mikiko Otani for her contribution in this process. I would like to update you as well on the developments on the guidance note on the Secretary General on Child Rights Mainstreaming. OHCHR continues to lead with UNICEF in supporting its implementation. In the context of this partnership, the High Commissioner will deliver a keynote address on child rights in a changing world at UNICEF's upcoming Global Leadership Meeting, taking place on the 17th of February in Istanbul. This event brings together UNICEF senior management from around the world. The preparation of the second report of the High Commissioner on this topic on child rights mainstreaming is in progress. The focus will be on strengthening the integration of children's rights across UN entities, and we will be presenting the report at the 59th session of the Council. In this context, last December, we partnered with civil society and special procedures to deliver a briefing on how to mainstream child and girls' rights into the work of special procedures. This took place in the context of the annual meeting of special procedures. In addition, Human Rights Council Resolution 56.6, adopted in July on the safety of the child in the digital environment, requests OHCHR to convene 5 regional workshops to assess the risks to the safety of the child in the digital environment and best practices to address these risks in different geographic areas. It requests also to prepare a report and an interactive dialogue at the Human Rights Council on this matter. We expect to start the preparations for these workshops as soon as possible, pending regular budget availability. I also wish to mention that the Human Rights Council panel on youth and human rights, to be held in September this year, will be focusing on the role of youth in fostering peaceful societies and creating an enabling environment for the enjoyment of human rights by all. OHCHR will consult with partners, including young people, on developing a concept note and strengthening youth participation at the Council. Finally, let me inform you that we are organizing the first Youth Rights Academy to take place in Geneva from 7 to 11 July. The Academy is a joint project of OHCHR and Education Above All Foundation and will be training 50 young human rights advocates and practitioners with the knowledge, skills and tools to defend human rights, especially in areas affected by conflict and insecurity. We look forward to continue working with the committee on all these initiatives. Thank you very much.